Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In 1 hour, we have Detective John Carroll joining us. New Jersey detective, 9/11 first responder. Then we've got Luke Radowski with the FBI harassing We Are Change Now in New York. And Robert K. Wilcox, author of Target Patton, U.S. Government Colluded with the Soviets, the NKVD, to kill George S. Patton. We already knew that, but now they've got the diaries, the eyewitnesses. It's admitted. The London Telegraph even comes right out and says it's conclusive evidence. And why? He didn't want 12,000 U.S. soldiers turned over to the Soviets to be worked to death and tortured. But what did Kissinger, Henry Kissinger, who even at the time was an aide to a top aide to General Dwight D. Eisenhower and a member of the OSS at a very young age, along with David Rockefeller? Now, they go way back, those two boys. Military people are dumb animals to be used and basically killed as cannon fodder. So, see, yeah, 12,000 farm boys, city boys from Detroit, and Michigan, and the plains of Central Texas. Let them die. Our Soviet buds want them. Let them have them. Patton, you don't like it? Die, sucker. We're the U.S. filth bag. We're here to destroy America, but as long as we wrap ourselves in a flag, you'll love it. The same kind of people blew up Building 7, and they think it's real funny. They think it's real funny. Oh, yeah, they leave 12,000 U.S. POWs in German camps captured by the Soviets. They let them be sent off to be worked to death and tortured and killed, but they wouldn't kill 3,000 of you. No, they love you. The government loves you. I am not going to belabor this. I'm just going to let you know it's available. A word to the wise is sufficient. Every time Ted gets any buffaloes, he lets you know about it. These are the U.S. mint coins that they've sold out of, and they're saying they may not even make any more. We know they made a finite amount in 2007, 2008. These are 2008 coins. There's only 50 of them, and they're at the same price they were 2 weeks ago when gold was over $100 less than it is now. Ted's just passing it on with the great position. He bought these 2 weeks ago. They just now came in. So 50 gold buffaloes, first come, first serve, at the price of this show. But you got to tell them it's the radio offer, 800-686-2237. And, yes, he bought gold at 770 about a week and a half ago. It's, you know, 830, 840 right now, up quite a bit. British sovereign gold coins at 252 apiece. Those are uncirculated, by the way, just incredible value. And francs at 203. Most of those are uncirculated as well. They have Walking Liberty half dollars at 840 apiece, another great deal on silver half dollars. Now, you really can't beat those deals, but the buffaloes will go quickly, so I recommend you call on those. Quite a deal. They're all great deals, but the buffaloes are just such a handsome coins. You're getting them pretty much at melt with the collectible value on top of. This is the prettiest coin. This is personally my favorite coin. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. In fact, I sent one of these to Charlie Sheen about a month ago as a present for his new child coming along. Again, 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Call today, ladies and gentlemen. Brokers will be there all night.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash. Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sandy Rosenthal, the founder of Levees.org, is our guest, and she had a run-in repeatedly. And they checked the IP addresses first, the handles, and then the IP addresses of the Army Corps of Engineers going on, encountering them, attacking them, criticizing U.S. citizens. Now, whether you're for or against what the Army Corps did, or whether you want to blame the feds or the state, I believe there's blame to go all around, particularly the feds cutting communication lines and blocking aid so they could run everything and then claim that they needed more funding and power later. That was really what happened, problem, reaction, solution. Regardless, that's not the issue here. It's that the military is out propagandizing against the American people more and more these days, and they admit that they are doing this. And they're quite proud of this. CENTCOM, NORTHCOM, and it's all part of the White House buying fake news propaganda packages, and that's going to continue under Obama. So I wanted to get her on for just 15, 20 minutes or so. We appreciate Sandy Rosenthal from Levees.org coming on with us. Sandy, out of the gates, tell us a little bit about the organization and now what you're going through.
Well, we are Levees.org, the only organization in America trying to focus attention on the fact that what happened here in New Orleans, we were not destroyed by a hurricane. It was a flood that ravaged the city. And the reality is this is an engineering failure, the worst in the world since Chernobyl. And the Corps of Engineers is by federal law responsible for that flood protection. But right after the storm, a disinformation campaign started where the U.S. Army Corps authorized a $1 million grant for engineering societies to go out and do a traveling PR show. We discovered this in a FOIA request. You've also got the fact that the U.S. Army Corps investigated their own work after the flooding. You investigate yourself, what do you think you're going to find? And as for outside peer review of that investigation, the Corps gave them $2 million for it and awarded them with medals of honor 18 months before their work was finished. But the main message here is that U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, from the beginning, has been trying to shift blame to the citizens by claiming that the city interfered with their grand plan when that is not the case at all. And this is important for your listeners because there's U.S. Army Corps levees all over the place in all 50 states, and they're in bad condition. And finally, and that's why you have me on today, is there's Corps employees using Corps computers posing as average citizens to post information and disrupt legitimate discussions with personal attacks on the city. It's an unethical use of news and blogs.
Well, it certainly is. And again, they're not telling people that the Army Corps of Engineers, they're acting like they're John Q. Public, and they're doing this from government computers. And I think it's clearly part of a larger campaign that they're engaged in. So specifically break down what happened and how you caught them and now how they're responding since it made television.
Sure, I'd be happy to tell you. I maintain two blogs, and I noticed on both of them I've been receiving for years, but they've recently stepped up in their frequency, attacks where I essentially I am maligned, supporters are aligned, citizens are aligned, and they're trying to rewrite history. They're trying to say that local officials, you know, got in the way and blocked the Army Corps' plans for the flood protection. And I know this is, I know it's not true. I know that they're making up the facts. And, but as I said, I'm used to them. But then I you know, it kind of got into my head, well, gee, let me see, you know, it's kind of like looking at caller ID. And the IP address is clearly there, visible to, for anyone that wants to look. And so all I did was I took that caller ID, essentially, and plugged it into a program free on the Internet that anyone can access called whois.net, www.whois.net. And I plugged in the IP address, that's what it's called, in that little box, and up came a military address. And that's how it all started. And I realized that, that you know, immediately that something was very wrong.
Well, look, they've been sanctioned to do this on my websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and others. They don't even hide the fact. I mean, they come on with their handles, and people can say, well, that's somebody using their handle. No. Then you go to their Facebook, their MySpace, or their, you know, their brigade website, whatever. They'll be wearing PSYOP patches. I mean, they're really mindless thugs. They aren't even good spies. They will be on there, you know, with all their anti-American rhetoric, their anti-free speech rhetoric, their talk about how they want to cap U.S. citizens. So really, it's a group of brigands. I'm not saying our whole military is like that, but these little special units they've sifted amongst the detritus and found the particularly nasty blobs and put them into positions of power, and they're just 24/7 attacking basically anybody that criticizes anything that the foreign banks that own our government are doing.
Well, in this case in New Orleans, and in just 10 seconds I'll explain why it's important to know this, but in New Orleans you got a federal agency, the U.S. Army Corps, responsible for protecting the city and who let the city down to almost near total destruction, hiding their identities and posting anonymous comments on news sources, blogs, and forums to cover their tracks, rewrite history, and shift the blame for the flooding away from itself and onto the citizens of New Orleans. Now, why is that important to your listeners? Because there's levees in all 50 states in bad condition, and the U.S. Army Corps, I believe, has a lot at stake here in trying to protect their reputation. And your listeners, all they have to do is go to a website that we created called areweatrisk.org, areweatrisk.org, and all you have to do is type in your zip code, and your listeners can find out if they're at risk at well.
Well, I mean, obviously, flooding happens. It's always going to happen. And I don't think the Army Corps of Engineers can keep us safe from everything. A government big enough to give you anything you want is big enough and will, by the way, always take everything away.
Alex, I do need to point out we were not flooded by a hurricane. We were flooded because of engineering failure. 53 levee breaches, 53, and they were due to engineering failure, not just simply a case of that storm.
No, listen, I'm not debating that with you. I was talking about the rest of the nation, and I was just stating that the people need to talk to their governments about the double set of books, the comprehensive annual financial reports, and say, look, we don't want all that invested in offshore hedge funds and derivatives. We, you know, the states need to take control, and they need to build up the levees all over the Mississippi and other major rivers. I mean, don't you think that's a good idea? Because, I mean, the feds just, you know, they can't help it. They're going to always bid rig. They're always going to steal. It's a wicked group.
Well, I'm going to answer your question, and you asked me if that's a good idea, and I'm going to tell you what we think. We think that we don't yet know what happened to these levees in New Orleans as long as the investigation was conducted by the organization responsible for its performance.
Because they're involved for a cover-up, sure. And, I mean, that's a conflict of interest. Well, going back, when was the last big flood in New Orleans? Because it was admitted then that they did, that the Army Corps did blow up the levees that time.
Okay, there were two floods. There was one in 1965, and that's when the federal government came in and decided that it would take over our flood protection. And by federal mandate, it took the responsibility for building our levees away from us and gave it to the U.S. Army Corps, and that's all outlined in the Flood Control Act.
But there was one before that where they did blow up the levee.
That was, you're talking, I believe, about the flood, a flood that occurred in 1927.
Yeah.
And that was when the Army Corps came in and said, when the Congress came in and set up a law, Flood Control Act of 1928, it says if anything goes wrong with an Army Corps of Engineers flood protection project, they cannot be sued.
Well, that's why people think they blew up the levees this time, is because it's on record that the Army did blow up the levees to flow the lower areas instead of the richer areas. I mean, that's admitted. That did happen.
What's admitted?
Oh, you're not aware that they blew up the levees back in the 20s?
Oh, okay. In the 19, I just was asking you what the question was.
You know, I forget. Yeah. You know, I knew about it, and I saw a PBS show about it, and memory escapes me. But my mother-in-law bought me a Pulitzer Prize-winning book that came out 2 years ago about it. And it's all about the last flood. So you're not aware of that.
Okay. The question I was asking you, Alex, was trying to clarify what you were asking me.
No, I'm saying you're aware that they...
If there was an explosion, if these levees were blown up 3 years ago, that's what I thought you were asking me. I was just trying to clarify your question.
Okay. I'm talking about the previous time. That's why locals think it did happen 3 years ago, is because it's admitted that it did happen previous.
There are some locals who were here who didn't know that the levees could break, and some stayed here, and there have been reports that that they heard the sound of the levees breaking, and they reported that it sounded like they were being blown up, and that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, no, but what I'm referring to, I'm just asking you as a poll.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Are you aware that the Army Corps of Engineers admits they blew up the levees previous to that? 60-70 years before that?
I believe that was reported in the book Rising Tide by John Barry.
Yeah, that's right. That was the book Rising Tide. But that's not hidden. That's not a secret.
That's correct.
So, I mean, they blew it up before to flood the poor areas, and they admitted that.
That's correct.
So that's my point.
Again, I appreciate you having me on the show. I can only tell you what I know, and what I know is that members of the Army Corps have hidden their identities, logged on to their office computers, and tried to rewrite the history of the flooding in New Orleans. And there are U.S. Army Corps projects in every single state of this nation, and it's important that your listeners understand that they need to be vigilant in their own part of the
country. What have they done since you countered them? Are they just still...
The U.S. Army Corps spokesman issued a statement saying there are 1,600 people at the New Orleans district, and they considered it an isolated incident. Keep in mind that we didn't ever say that this flooding, I mean that these remarks came from the New Orleans district. We didn't know where they came from. And then 3 days later, Colonel Alvin Lee, the head of the New Orleans district, issued a personal apology to me.
Well, that's good. Stay there. Let's hear more about that and Levy's on your website when we get back to the organization.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope
to stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds
for a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 23rd, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $842.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $867.82, $433.91 for the half ounce, and $216.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $867.82, $433.91, and $216.95.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Carcy's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito. ¡Volar! ¡Oh! ¡Cantar!
founder of Levees.org, Sandy Rosenthal. Sandy, I totally agree with you about the Army Corps and the shoddy workmanship and the rest of it. I know there's a disinformation campaign against the locals. I know the feds, FEMA came in and cut the police communications lines. That's admitted. That's why the cops walked off their job. There was no communication. I mean, it's not just FEMA and the Army Corps. It looks like not caring or being a bunch of buffoons. It looks from every angle like it was completely malicious. I wonder why.
There's a whole lot at stake here. You have to realize the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has a tremendous amount of power, but in the city of New Orleans, they've had a spectacular failure. The whole world saw that failure. And so the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is very likely concerned about losing at least some of that power, maybe not all of it, but certainly some of it. And you need to know that this started within weeks of the storm. The city was not even drained yet, and already the Department of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, ordered these investigations I spoke of, with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which I found out through a FOIA request, already lined up who would do essentially a PR campaign for the Corps. I spoke a few minutes ago about this traveling slideshow by the American Society of Civil Engineers. The Corps paid for that and in a grant, and if you listen to it or watch it, you can immediately see that it was the role of the U.S. Army Corps was minimized, and the strength of the storm and the vulnerability of the region was maximized.
Well, in closing here, how can folks get involved? How can they bring justice to this? How can we get the levees properly fixed? And are you satisfied with the apology from the colonel?
In answer to your last question, are we satisfied? We know for a fact that there are more than one people at the Corps, hiding their identities and trying to rewrite the story of the flooding. And this Colonel Alan Lee has only admitted that it's the actions of one individual. As far as what can your listeners do, the absolute number one best thing they can possibly do is go to, www.levees.org. And simply join us. It's free, and all we ask is your email address. And if you don't want to get email alerts, just click the little box and let me know.
All right. Well, as this develops, and if anything else happens, please stay in contact. And I really appreciate you standing up, not just for the people of Louisiana and New Orleans, but also for the people of the country, because the problems with the levees around the nation not even being repaired is obviously a very, very serious issue. And you're right, until we have a true impartial investigation mm-hmm. about levee strengths around the country, mm-hmm. how can we even set about fixing them?
Right.
So it's just all part of this culture of corruption where things are just basically falling apart.
And I promise this is my last sentence. That Midwest flooding clearly showed that levee failure and flooding is definitely not a coastal problem.
No, it's a problem everywhere, and flooding's always been a serious problem. I mean, look at the Dutch. They didn't decide to just let the sea win. They actually beat the sea and expanded their country quite a bit. So, well, listen, great having you on with us, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, folks, when we come back out of break, we're going to go live at prisonplanet.tv for the balance of the show today, the next 2.5 hours. I'm going to do the next 35 minutes, 5 minutes in the next hour, so I have time getting into Building 7 and the latest developments there that are huge. And I've tried to build this up with some suspense because things like this deserve suspense. I mean, we need to understand how serious this is, what a big deal this is, what a big deal all these things are. You know, it comes out that Dick Cheney was planning a state's terror attacks against U.S. ships 6 months ago. Comes out in New Yorker magazine. MSNBC picks it up, and nobody even talks about it. It's like no big deal. And then now more evidence has come out, stacked on top of evidence and evidence, that the government blew up Building 7. And, you know, this is a huge deal. So some big new developments. That is coming up after this quick break, ladies and gentlemen. So please stay with us. We'll be live at PrisonPlanet.tv for folks viewing. And, of course, on the AM and FM dial as well, the streams at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Steve Schenck. Many have been afraid they needed their food supplies before the election. The inauguration, not the election, is the deadline given by the Obama insiders for completing your food supplies. Joe Biden and Colin Powell both stated that shortly after the inauguration, possibly the 21st or 22nd of January, the new president would be forced by an international incident to make some unpopular decisions. This functions as an important deadline for getting any food you intend to have. The unpopular presidential decisions will likely affect restriction of transportation and availability of food distribution. Order any remaining food needed no later than 4 weeks before the inauguration to allow for shipping. Late orders cannot be guaranteed delivery by this deadline for disaster. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
Hello, my friends. It is the 23rd day of December 2008. Here in the waning days of 2008, a year where we saw MSNBC and the New Yorker magazine report that Dick Cheney, according to White House sources, planned to stage terror attacks against U.S. ships in Strait of Hormuz using U.S. Navy SEALs dressed up like Iranians, but the plan was nixed by the Pentagon when Admiral Fox Fallon resigned, refusing to go along with killing his own sailors and Marines. This is the type of issues that we're dealing with here. Throughout history, governments have staged terror attacks. And in the next 30 minutes here at PrisonPlanet.tv, I'm going to break down the story of Building 7. Now, I think later next week, I'm going to do a full hour on this and really go through the majority of the clips because there are hundreds, and we do have time constraints here. But I saw a new clip up on PrisonPlanet.com last night, and a story this morning by Paul Watson. And it says, New York Fire Department Lieutenant admitted plan to take down Building 7. Now, he is on MSNBC, and he is in the clip openly saying that Building 7's been burning, and it may fall on its own, but or we may take it down. Now there's no debating what "we may take it down" means. Now, this alone could be, still something to investigate, something very suspicious. We never had a modern steel building fall the way Tower 1, 2, or 7 did. Tower 7 was the 47-story building, also owned by Silverstein, a second-largest spook compound in the world outside of D.C. And what happened there? What happened with this case? Well, Silverstein went on a program called America Rebuilds and says that there had been such a loss of life and a damage that the fire department made the decision to pull the building, and so they gave the order and watched the building come down. They pulled the building, and they gave the order to pull it and watch the building come down. Now, pull it is a demolition term for controlled demolition. And in the very same documentary on PBS, 2002, they cut to the next scene and show them blowing up the wreckage of Building 6 that was still standing, even though one of the towers fell on it. And they go, getting ready to pull Building 6, and they have a controlled demolition. And then also pull it with cranes the direction they want it to fall so it doesn't damage other structures. Now, we have videos of firefighters and police saying, get back, they're getting ready to bring the building down. Then we have eyewitnesses that we've gone, firefighters, emergency workers, police officers that say they heard the countdown, that they were told to get back from the building. And then I remember going, I've been on air all day that day, and I remember rushing up to the local pizza place, I've told the story many times, to get a pizza, takeout, and listen, and flipping between channels during news, and hearing CBS radio news, I believe now defunct, I never hear it anymore, and ABC radio news, both reporting, Building 7, the Solomons Brothers building, they don't want it to damage other nearby buildings, so they may bring it down. They may bring it down. Because, see, the feds had to put out their story to the police and firemen, hey, don't worry, we don't want to damage stuff, we're going to bring it down. The police and firemen didn't ask, well, it takes weeks or months to rig a building properly. How are you going to do that? Now, since then, it's come out that Fox, CNN, and BBC all reported in the hour before Building 7 fell at 5:30 in the afternoon Eastern that the building had fallen due to fires and its own footprint at free fall. They got the exact script right, and BBC simultaneously on both channels said the exact same thing. So we said, that's false scripting. That's a live video. One of them's on a rooftop. One of the fellows is on the street. And so I said, somebody sent out a news feed that was planted by intelligence. We know intelligence fills the BBC, fills Reuters, fills AP. That's it. That's been in congressional hearings back in the 70s. Somebody planted that story earlier. Kind of like stories were planted in the Eastern press in Australia, New Zealand, Thailand, that Lee Harvey Oswald had been caught and had killed Kennedy before he'd even been captured, his name released. You know, it was in newspapers. Fletcher Prodi always talked about that, one of the heads of black ops in the Pentagon. So here we had this, and then people, the Pentagon debunkers came out and said, we made it up, that was a tape, that was a recording on the BBC, and then later BBC said, no, that was real, that was live, we just made a mistake. So we have all of this, and so today I wanted to go over some of the clips, but first let's play about 5 minutes here at PrisonPlanet.tv from Terror Storm. It's a two-plus-hour film that I produced dealing with the history of government-sponsored terror, and we spend just a few minutes on Building 7. This is a small part of that. And then I want to go back through some of the other clips and the new clip and why this is such a big deal. Here's that clip.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
We have the owner of the World Trade Center complex admitting on tape that he ordered the building demolished on the afternoon of 9/11.
I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull. And then we watched the building collapse.
During our on-the-ground investigations in New York City over the last five-plus years, we've talked to scores of eyewitnesses who had claimed that police and firemen told them to get back from Building 7 because it was going to be brought down or, quote, explode.
Building 7, while I was listening to live feed from our local public radio station later in the afternoon, they talked about Building 7. Building 7 was fine. There was no airplane that hit it. And then they even began to ruminate on the air about demolishing the building. I said, well, I don't know. I mean, you can put out fires. You know, why would you talk about demolishing a building that, you know, it wasn't hit by anything? You know, the fires weren't bad or anything like that.
I will say that I spoke to a cop on 9/11 who said that it was going to come down. I don't know how he knew that.
Now, archived CNN footage has surfaced showing video footage of a New York City police officer telling cameramen and civilians to get back from Building 7 because the building was going to blow up.
Keep your eye on that building. It's coming down. The building is about to blow up. Move it back.
All right,
guys.
We are looking back at the building. It's about to blow up. The plane, debris coming down.
Just in the last few seconds, another building, building number 7, one of the buildings in support of the World Trade Center towers, has collapsed. This is no small building, as you can see, at 47 stories. It would stand out in most American cities.
And then, in late February of 2007, 9/11 researchers reviewing archives of live news coverage from September 11 discovered to their shock that BBC World had reported that Building 7, also known as the Solomon Brothers Building, had completely collapsed over 20 minutes before its actual implosion. First anchors at the London news desk reported it.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago I was talking about the Solomon Brothers Building collapsing. And indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the...
They then cut to BBC reporter Jane Stanley in New York, who also reported that the Solomon Brothers Building had fallen, all the while with the building clearly visible behind her through the window.
Our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Solomon Brothers Building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. There's almost a sense downtown in New York behind me, down by the World Trade Centers, of just an area completely closed off as the rescue workers try to do their job. But this isn't the first building that has suffered as a result. We know that part of the Marriott Hotel next to the World Trade Center also collapsed as a result of this huge amount of falling debris from 110 floors of the two twin towers of the World Trade Center. As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash, and we know that behind that there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline.
Another BBC news channel, BBC 24, also got the word and reported the collapse 20 minutes before it fell.
Enormous building,
in New York has collapsed. It is the 47-story Salomon Brothers building, which was situated very close to the World Trade Center, right there in this financial capital.
It then emerged that Aaron Brown of CNN reported from a rooftop overlooking Ground Zero that Building 7 had collapsed over an hour before it actually fell.
We are getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7, in the World Trade Center complex is on fire and has either collapsed or is collapsing. And you, to be honest, can see these pictures a little bit more clearly than I. But building number 7, one of the buildings in this very large complex of buildings that is the Trade Center, there were the two towers. But then there are a number of support buildings around it. And now we are told that there's a fire there. And that building may collapse as well, as you can see. We can see as we look now back downtown, we can see the billowing smoke.
CNN and BBC's reports conclusively prove media prior knowledge and false start scripting of Building 7's controlled demolition. Couple that with hundreds of police, firefighters, and rescue workers stating that they were told to get back from 7 because it was going to be brought down. There can be no doubt that Building 7's destruction was an orchestrated inside job. 9/11 was just one salvo in an ongoing war against the free peoples of the planet. It's all part of their terror storm. All right, Pentagon gentlemen, thank you again for joining us. So that's a little bit of background. There, we have scores of police, firemen, EMTs, video clips, audio clips with them saying, yeah, they said the building was rigged, that the feds were blowing it up. Let's go ahead first, though, and play Larry Silverstein on national TV saying they made the decision to pull it, gave the order, and watched it come down. Before I play you the deputy fire chief, this is a new clip, live from the day, MSNBC. That's right. Let's play Silverstein now. Here it is.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Now, none of this even gets into the physical evidence, the bomb blast, the squibs, the building collapsing in on itself in a symmetrical implosion, the firefighters on multiple national TV shows saying they were inside the buildings. It was like molten steel was running. Only Thermate can do that. Let's go ahead and play that clip of New York Fire Department personnel stating there was molten steel. Then we'll get to the new clip. Here it is.
Down below, and you'd see molten steel. Molten steel running down the channel rails. Like you're in a foundry.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
And we cut it quickly there because there's been some cussing. But again, those are, you know, senior fire department people telling you. Again, the temperatures from fires can't do that. Now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, and we have the name of this fire department commander. It's in a story. FDNY lieutenant admitted plan to take down WTC-7. And this was on MSNBC. And his name, it's all on record. We've got all these other people, cops and firemen. Some of them have been killed. Some of them died mysteriously. Now that they've spoken out, we hope nothing happens to him. He should go public quickly. Now that we found this, and I'm telling you, folks, I heard city officials and FEMA officials on the radio saying they were going to blow it up. Who's going to go get the ABC radio archives of that day at like 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock Central, like 5 o'clock Eastern, 30 minutes before they blew it up. I'm at Mr. Gaddy's getting a pizza. I'm flipping around. I'm waiting in the parking lot for the pizza. You know, I got there a little bit early, and I'm listening to the radio. So I'm going to run home and do my own radio show. And I'm sitting there. And I'm hearing them talk about how they're blowing it up. And see, that's why I didn't even think about it. No way, they said they blew that up. Oh, shut up, conspiracy theorist. You didn't hear that on the radio. You didn't hear any of that. You understand? Let's go ahead and play this clip. Here it is. Here's the new clip.
In fact, you were just told by police that you should move out of your apartment, Saviana. Yes. You've got Carolina here?
Yes. They advised us to leave because they have...
Oh, my God. Look behind us. Please pan in this way. Please be careful of your baby. This is it.
That's the building coming down.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. No. We're... Listen. We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
We're okay. I think we're okay. Actually, I think we're okay.
All right, we're going to have to move this way. We're going to have to move. We're going to have to move. That cloud is coming this way.
Yeah. Ashley, get out of there. Leave the camera on, man, if you need to, and get out of there. What we've been fearing all afternoon has apparently happened. We were watching number 7 World Trade, which was part of the ancillary damage of the...
I started this too late. We're going to come back from break and play it unedited here, because then they go to the fire department lieutenant, and he says, yeah, you know, they were talking about, you know, bringing it down, blowing it up, and, you know, now I guess that's happened. So, again, this was on NPR. This was on CBS. This was on ABC. This was on MSNBC. That's Matt Lauer. And then we have, you know, we went and found the cops that are in the video on the ground with Amy Goodman, when they're being told, get back, get back. Amy Goodman, Democracy Now!, she witnessed all of this. She's now been forced to admit that there should be an investigation of 7. I mean, this is incredible, folks. Stay with us.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We do this with very heavy heart. You know, I know that 9/11 was an inside job. I know criminal elements in our government admittedly have staged over 200 declassified terrorist attacks. But it still shook me last night when I saw this newest clip of hundreds with a New York Fire Department commander talking about, and again, we're not saying they're complicit or involved. This is the official story they're given. Oh, yeah, it's endangering other buildings. We're going to have to bring it down. It may collapse on its own, and we may have to blow it up. And then that's what Silverstein also says. And then you have all the witnesses to that happening. And then you have the deputy head of emergency management talking about bombs going off in it before Tower 1 or 2 fell, and then he mysteriously dies quite quickly, Barry Jennings. This just gets more and more serious, folks. We have all these fire department people, all these police on record saying that there was a plan to blow it up, and no one asked, how was there a plan to blow it up? That takes weeks to do. And then now they say they never said that, and we're conspiracy theorists. Folks, it is an inside job. It really happened. You think it's fun for me to confront these murderers? You think this is a fun job? I know who they are. You know, I have a lot of courage. Sometimes I wake up 3, 4 a.m., and it's not even fear. It's more of a shock. It's like, oh, my God, I'm actually fighting these people. I'm actually on the air confronting people that would kill 3,000 people on 9/11. These bastards have to be defeated. My only fear is that we won't be effective. Now, here is the clip. This is huge. This is Matt Lauer talking to one of the fire department commanders about the plan to bring down Building 7. Here it is.
In fact, you were just told by police that you should move out of your apartment, Fabiana. Yes. You've got Carolina here?
Yes. They advise us to leave because we have...
Oh, my God. Look behind us. Please pan in this way. Please be careful of your baby. This is it.
That's the building coming down.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. No. Listen. We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
We're okay. I think we're okay.
All right. We're going to have to move this way. We're going to have to move. That cloud is coming this way.
Yeah. Ashley, get out of there. Leave the camera on, man, if you need to, and get out of there. What we've been fearing all afternoon has apparently happened. We were watching number 7 World Trade, which was part of the ancillary damage of the explosion and collapse of the other two. We've been talking all day about how fast these plumes of smoke move. You're watching one on the move right now that is building dust. Look at the wider shot on the left from across the river in New York. This was a 40-story building they've been watching all day. This is like watching the collapse of an active volcano. And the dust from it is not unlike that from a volcano. We are on the phone with New York Fire Department Lieutenant David Restuccio. Lieutenant, where are you right now?
I'm at the corner of Northmore Street and Greenwich Street.
Can you confirm it was number 7 that just went in?
Yes, sir.
And you guys knew this was coming all day.
We had heard reports that the building was unstable and that eventually would either come down on its own or it would be taken down. I would imagine it came down on its own. And we are just awaiting now at our triage for any other casualties or any other injuries.
Everybody all right where you are, Lieutenant?
Very, very much so right now.
All right, back that up about 30 seconds. Did you hear? See, they put out the official story early in the day. Because building 7, for some reason, was supposed to go out in the morning, but the plane from Pennsylvania, something happened. It didn't get hit by a plane, so they didn't have that big spectacular, but it was still wired. It was still a spook house. It was still ready to go. FBI, CIA, all in there. So for whatever reason, they then tell everybody all day, it's going to come down, it's going to come down. Before there even fires in it, they're telling people, get out, it's going to come down. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.